I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning, this is Bob Sherwood from the heartland of America coming to you from Park Place, a new commercial area in Leawood, Kansas. There's not much news going on these days. The Hawaii issue has long been discussed and probably forgot about for now. I'm surprised that Trump didn't make some analogy between the judges that seemed to overrule him in many of his executive orders. They're all in Hawaii, or some of them are in Hawaii. And of course, the alert that was sent out. I don't think anybody knows yet who the alert was sent out from. I understand there was one person who has this responsibility, which sounds totally crazy. Can't even imagine that one person can just click submit on a computer or on his desktop or on his iPhone, and a message goes out to all Hawaiian citizens. That there isn't any clearance for this or authentication or authorization is mind-boggling to me, but having worked in policy situations before, I recognize that policies are written with no understanding of implementation or enforcement or accountability. And this continues to happen every day. Most Americans assume that when we write a law or establish a policy, some consideration is given to deployment or enforcement or accountability. But time and time again, we find that we have more laws than we have the ability to enforce. This always becomes particularly apparent when someone is shot with a gun, or killed with a gun, or something happens, and we find out somebody didn't put something in a database, etc., etc. Old news, I know, I'm not about to resurrect it. But guess what happened today? Yes, I received probably some fake news, but maybe not. It might have been a real press release, but maybe not. But I think it emphasizes the difference in thought patterns. And of course, you may have heard about it already, but in case you haven't, it's a new piece of legislation that the Democrats are considering introducing. Now, I believe they're considering this behind closed doors, that maybe I just received an early press release leaked by someone who was not authorized to leak it, not authorized to talk about it, and wants to remain anonymous. But that's pretty par for the course too, isn't it? So here's what I understand. It's a new act. You know what an act is, like a piece of legislation. I don't know why they put act at the end of a legislation, because not much action really occurs when we legislate, and usually we legislate things long after. With the exception of that, of course, has been the tax break, which the Democrats were against and the Republicans were for. And already Apple has announced, and I may have the numbers a little bit off, but they're going to pay a repatriation tax. That's a tax on bringing money back in the United States of roughly $30 billion. $30 billion. In addition to that, they're going to invest $350 billion in the United States over the next 5 to 10 years. That's incredible. And they voted, well, they didn't vote, but many people in Silicon Valley lobbied against Trump. But the minute Trump was successful in getting his legislation passed, they're jumping at the chance to take advantage of it. And why not? It's to their advantage. The Americans with No Disabilities Act, The new act by the Democrats is called the Americans with No Abilities Act. The Americans with No Abilities Act. A-N-A-A. Anna. Just to make sure you heard that correctly, it's the Americans with No Abilities Act. It's my understanding that Democratic senators are considering introducing legislation that will provide new benefits for many more Americans. It's called the Americans with No Abilities Act. It is being hailed as a major legislative goal by advocates of the millions of Americans who lack any real skills and ambition. This is something that I've thought about many times, because I think if you don't have any skills or ambition, that's a real disability. But they don't call this the Americans Disability Act. That would be sacrilege and maybe sarcastic. But they call it the Americans with No Abilities Act. And it's probably not their fault. If you don't have skills or ambition, it's probably your parents' fault. But it's certainly somebody else's fault. If you just spent most of your high school life blowing it off and smoking weed and running around the country and didn't have any abilities, then you might be covered by this new act. Now, they've done a lot of research on this. Now, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but some of the research says that roughly 50% of Americans do not possess the competence and drive necessary to carve out a meaningful role for themselves in society. That was attributed to a California senator who went on to say, "We can no longer stand by and allow people of inability, that's no ability, to be ridiculed and passed over." You see this all the time in corporations. People with no skills do not get promoted. It just isn't fair. People with no ambition, they do not get promoted. It's not fair. It's discriminatory. It's not their fault they have no skills. It's not their fault they don't have any ambition. It's probably their parents or the culture or the way they were raised or their environment. So it's about time. We can no longer stand by and allow people of inability to be ridiculed and passed over. And you know who those people are. People with no skills, they get ridiculed. You can't do anything. You're meaningless. Now, with this legislation, employers will no longer be able to grant special favors to a small group of workers simply because they have some idea of what they are doing. In other words, employers are not going to be able to promote only people with skills. It's about time. If you have no skills, you'll have the same rights to be promoted as of people with skills. Makes total sense to me. I know people who would love this legislation. They have no skills, and they see people all the time get promoted over them. Okay, they don't have any ambition either. They come into work late, don't really want to get ahead. But why should that keep them from being promoted? Where is the rule that says only people with skills can get promoted? Doesn't make any sense. Even Dr. Peter, of the Peter Principle, said that people get promoted to their level of incompetence, and then they don't get promoted anymore. It's not fair. In other words, you do a good job as a salesperson, you're promoted to sales manager. You do a good job as sales manager, you get promoted to be vice president of sales. But now you're over your head. You can't do the vice president of sales job. You've reached what Dr. Peter calls your level of incompetence, and you can't be promoted anymore. That's not fair. Now, apparently, Nancy Pelosi had a press conference on this. I don't know that for a fact. It could be totally wrong. But she pointed to the success of the U.S. Postal Service, which has a long-standing policy of providing opportunity without regard to performance. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't had that bad experience with the U.S. Postal Office. Well, I have on occasion, but generally, you know, they're doing the best they can with the skills they have. But she says, or she has been alleged as saying, that the post office has had a long-standing policy of providing opportunity without regard to performance. In other words, the longer you work for the post office, you get promoted, irrespective of your skills. That may be true, may not be true, but I've heard that in civil service jobs, that's what happens. She also allegedly said, at the State Department level, the Department of Motor Vehicles also has an excellent record of hiring persons with no ability. I don't know if that's true. I actually have had some pretty good experiences with the DMV. But clearly, there's no measurable performance basis upon which DMV people are promoted. At least that's what I hear. Now, I'm not trying to criticize the DMV people, because at times I've been down there, personal law. The new texting system they have, I think, is pretty good. That only took them, 10 years to put in place. So, aside from all the jokes about the Postal Service and the DMV, I'm sure they're doing the best they can with the skills they have. But the beauty of it is that with this new act, the Americans with No Abilities Act, they'll be able to get promoted regardless. Now, here's some details. The Americans with No Abilities Act contains tough new measures to make it more difficult to discriminate against the non-abled, people that don't have the skills. Banning, for example, discriminatory interview questions such as, do you have any skills or experience that relate to this job? Now, that's clearly a discriminatory question. At first, when we're interviewing, we don't know what skills they want. They may have not told us yet. How do we know if our skills or experience fit? I mean, despite there may be a job description, things like this, but we don't know what skills, when they say like accounting, we don't know what skill that really means. And even though we didn't study accounting, we don't see why we should be eliminated from getting that job. Because can't the company teach us accounting? And isn't it just arithmetic anyway? One person that they interviewed about this said the following, and I believe this is a paraphrase, as a non-abled person, non-skilled, I can't be expected to keep up with people who have something going for them, said Mary, someone who lost her position as a lug nut twister at the GM plant in Flint, Michigan, due to her inability to remember rightly, tightly, lefty, loosey. In other words, if you turn to the right, you tighten it. If you turn to the left, you loosen it up. And she couldn't remember that, so they got rid of her. They discriminated against her because of her inability to understand right from left. I think that's horrible. Some people have trouble doing that. I have it all the time. Somebody in the car will say, turn right here, and I'll turn right, and they'll say, no, I meant turn right here left. But they don't tell me left till after I turn right. Then they insist I don't know one direction from the other. Not true. This is an important act, an important legislative act, and millions of Americans with no skills will benefit. The new law should be real good for people like me. This is the person who's the rightly lefty person. I finally have job security. With the passage of this bill, me, Mary, and millions of other untalented citizens will finally see a light at the end of the tunnel. Some senator, Dick somebody from Illinois, as a senator with no abilities, I believe the same privileges that elected officials enjoy ought to be extended to every American with no abilities. It is our duty as lawmakers to provide each and every American citizen, regardless of his or her inadequacy, with some sort of space to take up in this great nation and a good salary for doing so. Makes total sense. This is a senator. Now, we know at least according to their television, there are many, many senators with no abilities. Turn on any radio talk show, and they'll talk about that senator is dumb, that senator is stupid, that senator doesn't read the documents. These are senators with no abilities. In fact, when you go to vote for a senator, there's no resume there. There's no mention of a person's abilities. And frankly, I'm not even sure what abilities you need to be senator. You have to have a good staff to read these long legal documents, but what abilities do you need? Do you need to be good at math? I don't think so. Need to be a good writer? No, you have other people to write for you. Do you have to be good at budgeting? No, because you have people to take care of the budget. So what skill do you really need? You only need one skill, and that's to be elected. I don't even know if that's a skill. So this is an important act. And I think this senator is correct. That is no reason in the world why a senator can be elected with no abilities. And that same lack of skills prevent other people from being promoted in jobs. So I can see now this is going to be a very important piece of legislation and debated heavily. But eventually, this kind of legislation will pass because there's just too many people with no abilities to support this. And it makes total sense to me, because why in the world should someone with no abilities and no ambition be discriminated against? They should have the same rights to be promoted as anyone else. This whole idea, this whole concept of life, that only people with skill should make all the money and have all the good jobs, it doesn't make any sense. It's about time that the Americans with No Abilities Act be passed. I'm sure the senators are going to jump all over this. It makes total sense. Because after all, I mean, we've all seen West Side Story and other movies, and people with no abilities, it's not their fault. People with no ambition, it's not their fault. Now, you may think this is a joke. This whole act is a joke. It's something sarcastic. And I admit, when I first started reading this act, I thought, this is stupid. This is somebody's idea of fake news. But the more I think about it, the more I think, no, that's not right. It's not their fault. I'm lucky. I'm told I was born with skills. And if I have skills, I should attribute that to my parents. And I believe that. But what about a person born with no skills? Not his fault. It's his parents' fault. Why should he be penalized for something his parents gave him? They gave him no skills. They gave him no ambition. So I believe the more I think about it, this solves lots of problems. These people don't have to look for work anymore. They don't have any skills. This act will take care of them. And job security, if they already have a job and they recognize they have no skills to keep that job, this act will allow them to keep that job. Job security. So it makes total sense. I think they may have this in other countries. I hear about this all the time in France, where the French legislation makes it so hard to fire somebody. You know, the president of France is having a major investor meeting, I think this month, where he's brought in the CEOs of companies from all over the world and explaining to them why it's a good place to invest, why France is a good place to invest in. But, you know, France has a lot of little labor issues. For example, you get the month of August off. Everybody gets paid an extra month. It's called a bonus. Yes, it's called a 13th month. I was there. I know that. Now, this is a pretty good deal, because whether you have skills or not, you get a month bonus. So is it a real bonus? No, it's just part of your salary. You get paid for 13 months. Who got that through? So managers can't look down at people and say, hey, you've got these skills, I'll give you a bigger bonus. You don't have any skills, you won't get a bonus. No, France solved the problem. Everybody gets a bonus, regardless of your skills, regardless of your ambition. So it must work. Other countries have tried this. And as usual, America is one of the last to put forth this type of legislation. I know you're laughing, you're thinking this is stupid, but I want you to give this some serious thought. Think about it. Particularly you people out there with no skills and no ambition. This is an act for you. This is an act that could be written in your favor. And why should you be discriminated against? Why shouldn't you have the same rights of people with skills and ambition? It's not your fault. And the more I think about it, the more I think this act makes sense. So, I don't know if this is a right-wing conspiracy. Maybe this is a fake news press release that's out. I think you're going to hear more about it. Because it's so stupid. It's so asinine. It's so anti-capitalism. It's so anti-republicanism. That I'm sure the Democrats think it totally makes sense. My guess is Trump would probably veto it, but you know, if the Democrats get control of the House and the Senate again in the next election, this is the kind of legislative act they could get elected on. There's just a lot of people out there with no ambition and no skills. The more I think about it, this act makes sense. So, have some fun with it. Give it some thought. Give me your negative comments. This is Bob Sherwood from the heartland of America at webtalkwithbob@gmail.com. Signing off, thinking about this new legislation called the Americans with No Abilities Act. Have a great day. Have a great week. Signing off. Bye-bye.